Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Weekend to Remember is a wonderful weekend that allows married couples to strengthen their marriage. Joining me today is Bob Stelter. He is the Family Life Nebraska missionary. Welcome, Bob.
Thanks, Karen. It's great to be with you.
Bob, tell us, what is a Weekend to Remember?
Weekend to Remember is a getaway for any married couple. Actually, engaged couples as well attend very frequently. It's an opportunity to learn about God's blueprints and design for marriage, how to pursue oneness in marriage, and then even possibly use that information to help others.
So why should I come? What am I going to learn why I'm with my spouse that weekend?
Well, I was going to share, Karen, you'll appreciate this. Abraham Lincoln is quoted as saying, "The strength of a nation lies in the homes of its people." This is a time really to pursue what that strong marriage looks like, whether a couple is doing well and just wants to grow in oneness and union, or if they're truly struggling, it's for any married couple on the topics of communication, of conflict, of pursuing Jesus in your marriage, and then of leaving a godly legacy.
Well, we've got some exciting news in that if you sign up between January 3rd and 24th, registration is half off, correct?
That's right. It's our annual half-off sale, January 3 through 24, and it's the best price available for this season.
There are two events, one in Lincoln at the Cornhusker from February 4th through 6th, and one in Omaha at the Hilton Downtown Omaha across from CHI, March 18th through 20th. Give us your website, Bob, so people can register.
Just go to simply to weekendtoremember.com, and all the information is there and the ability to register. Very simple. Other information is available at familylife.com as well.
Wonderful. Listen in tomorrow as we hear some powerful testimonies. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Karen.